Well, we've read a lot this morning about prophets and the difficulties of their lives. Prophecy is simply truth. But prophets are not simply people who can see the truth, but people who are willing to live by and speak it. So I can become a prophet. Sometimes I am. And you can be a prophet. And sometimes you are. Sometimes you're not. You can be a prophet whether you're 4 years old or 100 years old. In fact, some of your greatest moments of prophecy occurred in your life when you were young and will when you are old. Parents, do you want to hear a word of prophecy? Ask your child when you get home, how can I be a better parent? Not only will you hear a word of prophecy, you might even feel some of the sentiments that are felt by those who killed the prophets. Why are kids such good prophets? It's not so much because they're better people. They're just more honest, less restrained. They're less sensitive to what not to say, and they have less to lose. It's like the story of the little boy who saw the pretentious naked king in the story of the emperor's new clothes and cried, "But he isn't wearing anything!" He was just too young for the level of pretense that silenced the adults. There's another group of people who find it easier to be prophets, old people. People who are no longer in the matrix. There is a slave narrative about a very old enslaved black man who, during a sermon about heaven, slaves were either banned, by the way, from attending or relegated to the back of the church and were certainly not allowed any type of participation. This pastor was preaching about heaven. The old man stood up in the middle of the sermon, and in a dangerous violation of every social norm, spoke to the preacher directly. "Rabbi," he said, "when we die and go to heaven, is we all going to be free?" The pastor, seeing that the question was challenged slavery itself, refused to answer. But the old man, with one foot in the grave, with nothing to lose, insisted, "Rabbi, when we get to heaven, is we going to be free?" Finally, the preacher had to admit publicly, "Yes, in heaven, even slaves become free." The old man died that week. But there's a third category of prophets. They're the disenfranchised. I hear some of you might have attended a forum last night about racial microaggressions and the impact of racism. The disenfranchised. They can be the disenfranchised truth teller in a family, like the sibling who is so looked down upon that by everyone, or who has so rejected the family's dysfunction that they no longer have much to lose. Like LaToya Jackson, I don't know if you remember this, Michael Jackson's sister, who in the years of her estrangement from the family spoke truth to the power of their abusive father and the family's resulting dysfunction. Or the marginal people in the Black Lives Matter movement, or the civil rights movement, who being outside the main already don't have much to lose and everything to gain in speaking truth to power. Or the thousands of victims abused by priests who leave the church and now having nothing to lose, they speak up. But I pray for a fourth category of prophet. People in the prime of their lives, with a job, a house, a car, a spouse, and children. Men and women, beautiful, healthy, handsome, appealing, charming, desirable, charismatic, articulate, and persuasive, connected, respected, admired, and valued, who will lay all that down in service of the truth. Now, why do I not want to leave truth-telling just to the most vulnerable? Because, as Hubert Humphrey implied, we easily ignore people in the dawn of life, children, the shadows of life, the aged, and the margins of life. For years, black, brown, and poor men and women have been beaten up by the police, killed under unreasonable circumstances. And no chief lost his job over it. But when a respected, sympathetic, white woman who lived in southwest Minneapolis was killed, a popular chief lost her job, and a mayor couldn't get reelected. That's because well-to-do, white, tax-paying, high-voting neighbors came out and prophesied. Another reason we don't want to leave prophecy and truth-telling to those in the margins is that their motives may not always be as big as the kingdom, as transformative as God's plan, or as sustainable as God's intent. It's easy for a Democrat to speak truth to a Republican because both are outsiders from the other. They don't necessarily care about the other, and in fact, often hate the other. So truth-telling can have other motivations than the restoration, reconciliation, universal justice, mercy, peace on earth, and goodwill to all people. It can just be an exercise in catharsis, self-righteousness, an opportunity to belong to my group, or dedication to a single narrow cause. That kind of truth-telling lets it all out and then drops the mic and watches them squirm. Instead, the true prophet is not motivated by ideology. The true prophet is motivated by love. The true prophet imagines a world where harmony is the goal of truth. The true prophet doesn't drop the mic. The true prophet doesn't pick up the weapon. The true prophet does not despise the offender. The true prophet wants to save the offender's victims and the world. The true prophet lives in the truth, then speaks it first to her tribe, and then occasionally the enemy. The true prophet sees some of the guilty one in himself. The true prophet always sees his humanity in the offender. Yet, the true prophet does not back down, because true prophet values mercy and justice over solidarity. The days of the prophets are long gone, and now we must awaken the prophet in each of us. Now we all must speak God's truth to our world. Amos said to Amaziah, "I'm no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from following the flock. And the Lord said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people.' Will you join me? Will you join Amos in democratizing prophecy? Speak the truth if you are rich or poor, black or white, in or out, valued or despised. Speak the truth if you're in high school or mid-career. Speak it if you are in the center or in the margins. I'm no prophet nor a prophet's son, but I'm a herdsman, a dresser of sycamore trees, a ninth grader, an 11th grader, a teacher, a lawyer, a CEO, a line worker. I'm a regular guy. And the Lord said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people.'" Amen.